This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel, despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region. He underlined respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of states.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
Meanwhile, the government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that Qatar has reaffirmed its commitment to remain a reliable energy supplier to India. He said this after holding discussions with the Qatar Minister of State for Energy Affairs and President and CEO of Qatar Energy, Saad Sharida Al-Kabi, in Doha. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that during the meeting, both sides discussed all aspects of the strategic relations between the two countries. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance warned Tehran not to play the United States as he departed for Islamabad for negotiations aimed at ending the war with Iran. Addressing reporters before departure, he said the U.S. is open to constructive engagement if Iran approaches the discussions in good faith. However, Mr. Vance cautioned that Washington would not respond favorably if Iran attempts to act in bad faith during the talks. Negotiations between Iran and the U.S. are set to take place in Pakistan today. In Uttar Pradesh, number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh to 13 crore 39 lakh after the completion of the special intensive revision exercise. The Election Commission has published the final voter list. Citizens can now verify their names online through official portals such as voters.eci.gov.in. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh's Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said the draft electoral roll published on 6 January of this year had a total of 12 crore 55 lakh 56,025 voters, and the final electoral roll published yesterday shows the total number of voters at 13 crore 39 lakh 84,792. Country's foreign exchange reserve jumped by over $9 billion to reach at $697.121 billion for the week ended 3rd April of this month. According to the Reserve Bank of India, country's foreign exchange reserves witnessed a strong rebound in the first week of April, recovering from the previous week decline. In a major crackdown on organized gold smuggling, the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has conducted Operation Dahabu Blitz, leading to the recovery of over 25-kilogram gold bars and 4.27-kilogram gold jewelry that was illegally being smuggled into the country. DRI officials identified a group of female carriers arriving from Nairobi attempting to smuggle large quantities of gold. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati tonight. Chasing a victory target of 202 runs, Rajasthan Royals made 202 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 18 overs. Opting to bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 201 runs, losing 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals have won the toss and opted to field. India concluded its campaign at the 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia yesterday with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. In the men's 50-kilogram category, Vishwanath Suresh clinched the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.